One day in January, by coincidence, James Reston, the New York Times bureau chief in Washington, boarded the flight that Oppenheimer was taking from Washington to New York City. They sat together and chatted, but afterwards Reston wrote in his notebook that Oppie seemed unaccountably nervous in my presence and obviously under some strain. Reston began making some phone calls around Washington asking, "What's wrong with Oppenheimer these days?" Soon the FBI wiretaps overheard Reston repeatedly trying to phone Oppie. Oppenheimer was highly irritated that the suspension of his security clearance might soon become public knowledge. When he finally took one of Reston's phone calls, Reston told him of the rumors he'd heard that his security clearance was suspended and that the AEC was investigating him. Moreover, he said this information had been passed to Senator McCarthy by someone in the government. When Oppenheimer said he didn't feel that he could comment, Reston said he was on the verge of printing the story. Oppenheimer refused to comment but told him to talk with his lawyer. Reston saw Garrison in late January, and the two men came to an agreement. Knowing that the story would probably get out sooner or later, Garrison agreed to give Reston a copy of the AEC letter of charges and Oppenheimer's prepared response. In return, Reston agreed not to print the story until it appeared that the news was about to break.